Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dumb fucks who go down the wrong way in the fucking parking deck. You stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah. Jeez. They have
happened 2 days in a row.
They have arrows on the ground.
It says, do not fucking enter.
Oh, you talking about like the ramp?
I know. I'm talking about just going.
Oh, I do one part of it.
Are you fucking kidding me? Son of a bitch.
It's a quick turn. I've never had a car have to wait for me.
This lady, everybody waiting on her ass because she went the wrong fucking way in a big ass van. And so people can't get by her ass. And then, like, she's looking at us, what's the problem?
You're going the wrong way.
You're going the wrong fucking way, lady.
Going the wrong way.
So, you know when you pull in off Peachtree and you can take the sharp right that goes to the first part?
Yeah.
Or you know where the exit is that you take?
Mm-hmm.
You have to pull through that one.
Yeah.
I turn left sometimes and wrap around real quick. But it's never
fuck
been an
Abe.
Issue.
But you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to do that shit, Abe.
I know, but what am I supposed to drive all the fucking way down?
Yes, and yes.
I might lose the spot by then. You got to get the fucking spot,
fucking
man.
Fucking spot merchant.
There's so many spots.
It really isn't.
No, there's
well,
not.
Well, there's more downstairs.
Nobody wants to park. Like, I'm down
thank
there.
Thank you, Randy.
I'm
yes. down.
I'm like, I'm all the way in the back row. Like, everybody be coming back to work now because I'm all the way in the back row in the blue. So I'm like, I understand wanting to get a parking space.
Yeah.
But damn.
But mine's also like a turn. It's just a quick turn.
The line
it's
where it says stop. Down. Stop, motherfucker. Dude almost hit me again today. That same one. Like, all right, man.
It's I don't know. It's chaos down there.
It is.
It is,
dude.
Yeah.
It is. Like, that's what I said. Is there a function or something?
I don't know. Sunday was insane here coming for the Wade Ford show. I don't know what it was. I don't know why so many people were here. I know brunch is big. People go to brunch at all these places, but yeah. Like that couldn't have been.
I
wouldn't hear till 3:30.
I saw a thing a couple weeks ago that said Five Church is one of the top five places in Atlanta
for what?
Dining.
Wow,
that's what I said.
They must have paid that person
like,
to write
really?
That. I've only been there twice.
Really?
But the food was. Fine.
Yeah.
Kind of nothing like, special.
Yeah.
And the service was terrible. Like, it took forever.
I'm like, oh.
Never been.
My mom met me here years
you
ago.
You never went to the Fire Church?
I've been to Establishment.
Establishment's okay.
Which one is that one?
The other one.
That's
I don't know.
The other one. I think we may have had a company party there
we
one
did,
time
but
or
I
something.
Went separate of that one.
Yeah. That one's a little bit better. Although, last time we were there, I was the closest I've come to fighting someone in a long time because this waiter was just being really disrespectful. And my wife was just trying to tell a story to her coworkers. I went down and sat with them for like 10 minutes after the show because they're having lunch. And she was telling some story about someone smoking in a bar. And he was like, nah, you can't. And I was like, look, man, I was there. She's not lying. Do you think she's lying about the story?
Right.
Also, no one's talking to you.
Get your fucking ass out of here.
Just get us some waters or whatever.
Yes.
Like, you know? And he was just such a little prick.
I've never been rude to a server before.
Yeah. Well, I probably wasn't even really rude.
Right.
I was just like, I was there.
Right.
Do you think she's lying? Like, what would be the benefit of lying about this story that she's telling?
I agree.
She trying to be cool? You know?
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Yeah, because I'm like, only people I ever get rude with are TSA people. Mm. And then last time we were flying, that man touched my junk. I was like, dog, if I got a bomb in my damn dick, all right, with my wife and children walking with me.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Don't they have x-ray machines for that kind of stuff?
And the x-ray,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that what that's for?
What do y'all like bother? Like,
random check.
Random check.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. I got random checked going into Vegas when we got to Vegas.
Right. But
well, sometimes they do that.
They didn't touch me, really.
That,
but
like that cloth or whatever.
Yeah, but no, he took his fucking
hand.
And then
what are they searching for there? Like bomb material?
They did a thing to my hands.
Yes.
Yeah, they rubbed some stuff on my hand.
He said, I'm going to use the back of my hand. And I'm like, all right, dog, but don't come back up.
Yeah, that's when you're going to, yeah.
Yeah. So and he came back. I was like, hey, man. Sorry. No, you my. Like I was ready to go, come the fuck home.
This was on the way from vacation?
Mm-hmm. Coming back here. It was in fucking Miami, Fort Lauderdale Airport.
I saw a picture of a guy with a shirt on that said, it's not gay if it's TSA. Getting frisked by TSA. Yeah. Which is like, you're kind of asking for
I
it.
I saw the one.
If you have did a you, shirt like
the
that
on. This is this new thing. We're putting sex toys in luggage. And like your friends, like I saw. This,
yeah, like a practical joke.
Like a practical joke.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
It was funny. Hey, dog.
That's pretty funny.
No, the funny thing was the woman's reaction when she pulled out the suitcase. But I'm like, why are you going to the suitcase? She can't have the toy?
You'd think, yeah, you'd be able to do that.
I think what happened was is they got a flag and they put liquid.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Got
so,
it.
So they had to check it.
That'd be a funny one, though.
That shit was funny as hell.
Like, if I did that to my brother while we were traveling or something, that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'd get a kick out of that.
I was like, damn. Okay.
Well, how mad would you be, though, if, like.
I'd be fucking furious.
No. If it happened to you.
Yes.
Be but fucking furious. I'd be fucking furious. And, like, they don't pull it out. Like, they just pull out, sir, you can't take this water. Or for whatever reason, he gets through without check. Like, you'd be so
but
mad.
But the thing about it is, like,
trickery to
didn't
put
work
it in
out.
There
I think it's no human payoff. Nature that as a TSA, when you pull it out, you got to hold it up.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, even though it's none of your fucking
making
business.
Quirky comment. Like, yeah. Spicy green, huh?
Yeah, even though it's none of your fucking business, what I got in my bag.
It would just be, I mean, obviously it'd be so funny to do that to somebody, but it would also just, like, to see. I don't want to ever be in bad situations, but it's always interesting to see what your reaction is in certain situations. Cause I think of myself as like pretty calm, pretty calm reactor, like pretty lighthearted. It'd be pretty funny to see how you reacted to a situation.
Well,
like
the funny
that.
Thing is everyone didn't, the go-to is that, well, that's not mine.
Right.
Cause you would know immediately what happened. Yeah. You're like, God, these
damn
motherfuckers,
these dumbasses.
This son of a bitch he got me. You know?
Yeah. There's probably a way to roll with it, though. To make it not.
Make it even worse?
Glad, yeah.
Or not.
Big enough?
Yeah. Or
big enough
like
for
that.
You?
Yeah, man. But yeah, I think, yeah, I was like, that shit was funny as hell. I was like, what the hell is going on? And the woman was red as hell.
Oh, sure. I'm sure, yeah.
She was so
embarrassed. A lot of people would
just
be really
embarrassed. She was so embarrassed. But yeah. I was like, I already pissed off. But this shit was funny when it didn't happen to me.
Sure.
Yeah, like most pranks, but it don't happen to you. It's not as damn funny, but yeah, that was it. But yeah, TSA, you gotta yell.
No,
they're big.
Don't get mad at the Atlanta TSA people. That's just they're not gonna hurry. Like, that's a terrible idea.
They might get to fight.
Yeah.
You know,
all you're gonna do is fuck everybody's time up if you're rude to an Atlanta TSA person.
You know
person.
What kind of befuddles me is the TSA guy that's saying the same thing every 20 seconds.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, for an 8-hour shift?
That's got to be one of the
worst
jobs.
It's
got
to be one of the worst.
Like, for an 8-hour shift,
yep.
Please remove your belt, no shoes, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, 20 seconds goes by.
They got to be the worst.
Just a reminder, no shoes, no belts, no. And
do you think?
But I would think you get, when you
that's
get mad.
That's a whole last shift.
If you just sat there, just said 20 seconds, and somebody didn't do what you just said.
Yeah,
but here's
you
the
would.
Thing.
Yeah.
They'll still fuck it up. No matter what you say, some asshole's going to be like, oh, my belt, I didn't know you meant me.
I wonder if there's a specific you have to go verbatim word for word on the announcement for 8 hours.
I think it's pretty close.
Or do you get to kind of mix it up just
a
little bit?
Reed. He ain't freestyling.
I would go insane. Oh, yeah. If I had for 8 hours every 20 seconds
thing?
Say the same sentence,
yeah,
I would go
saying.
Insane.
That guy's
like, you gotta let me put my own flair
that
on
guy's
it.
That guy's not normal.
Yeah.
That guy
or
right
maybe
now,
you just totally downshift out of it mentally and you're not even paying attention to it anymore and you just go on autopilot.
I'd be pissed.
That's not a great career.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or the one, no. The worst ones, the ones be trying to holler at the chicks, though.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't like, seen that. Good for them.
I'm like, okay, yeah, she, yeah. Now, you know in Atlanta, you see them things walk
through. Oh, sure, yeah.
He's like, hey, what's that? Like, dude, look at her and look at you.
Plus, then, like, you got the x-ray, so, like, you know where piercings are and stuff, so you're like, oh, I like that. I want to say hi to her.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.